My name is Lars Deard. I'm the CEO.
Tell us about Earth Optics. What do you guys do? What is your mission?
Yeah, Earth Optics is a soil mapping company with an emphasis on mapping. So we set out to make soil measurement much higher resolution, much lower cost, and more accurate than had been traditionally possible with soil samples alone.
And with what you're doing now, you guys have kind of reached a milestone. Tell us about that and why that's important.
Yeah, we're super excited. We hit 1 million acres mapped, mostly in the U.S., but we've also launched internationally in certain areas. And we're mapping soil carbon, soil fertility, and even soil health, as well as soil compaction.
So the carbon industry is kind of a new thing that people have a lot of questions about. What are some of the most common things that you have to answer that you guys are looking to answer and provide for people?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're proud to say we're doing a majority of the soil carbon quantification that's happening in the U.S. right now. Typically, it's for carbon off credit programs where someone like a Microsoft or a United Airlines is buying credits to offset their emissions. But in many cases, it's for consumer packaged good companies or grocers that are trying to manage more sustainably their food offerings as well. So that, I'd say the One of the more common things is, I think in general, people just don't understand how important soil carbon is to the overall climate. One of the kind of tidbits that I often relate to people is that there's just in the top 3 feet of soil, you have three times as much carbon that's in all the atmosphere, and five times as much carbon than every single plant tree on the surface of the earth. And so really, carbon is in either the atmosphere or it's the soil. And so our management of soil carbon is critical to the climate and more important, I think, than most people realized.
And what does this mean for farmers and ranchers then? As this kind of develops and you guys continue to do this mapping, what does that mean for the boots that are on the ground?
Yeah, I mean, it's really exciting. I think we're at the early stages of it, but just in that 1 million acres of soil that we've mapped on ranches and farms, that soil is containing over 30 million tons of carbon. And that's equivalent to taking 7 million cars off the road, just what's currently being stored in that soil that we've mapped. And so really the way this is helping to benefit farmers and ranchers is as we learn which kind of practices can contribute to actually increasing the levels of soil carbon. I mean, soil carbon is organic matter. So that means healthier soil is better water retention. But almost every program that we're working with, these comes with payments to the grower. So we kind of call it a decommoditization that's happening where we're increasingly farmers and ranchers are getting paid for not just what they grew, but how they grew it. And so it's data like we provide that helps facilitate that, but it means more revenue for American farmers. So we're really excited about that prospect and hoping to see those type of payments get larger and larger as time goes on.
So, talk about some of these technologies that you guys are working with.
Yeah, so our process is pretty straightforward. One of our technicians comes to a field and they take traditional soil samples, just a lot fewer of them than you would otherwise require. Because then they also drive over the field with ATVs that have sensors mounted to them. And so we're measuring soil often down past 3 or 4 feet. And we use machine learning to correlate that sensor data we collect together with the soil sample information to make our really high resolution map. So on a 100-acre field, we're actually producing 1 million data points on that field, as opposed to, say, 2.5-acre grid sampling, which is going to give you 40 points on that same 100 acres.
So, going forward, how can producers learn more about this, get involved in this process and in this relationship?
Yeah, come to our website, earthoptics.com. And we've got ways to reach out just there, and we'd love to set up a time to chat with you and hopefully come visit your fields or ranches.
Anything else that you want to add here before we let you go?
Yeah, we're excited about this milestone of 1 million acres, but actually this year we're planning to double and triple that. So we're hoping to have 3 million acres covered by the end of 2024.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Yeah, Whitney, thanks so much for having us.